Whatever time you may be listening to this, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good midnight to our Yam Yoshuru Monga. Because tell me why you're awake by 3 a.m. listening to a podcast. I mean, go to bed. Well, after you finish listening to the podcast. But yeah, you get the point. Can I say thank you? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for 275 Spotify impressions. Yay! I mean, you guys are the best. It is great encouragement. And I guess MRP is here to stay. It's your favorite voice again, Nifemi. Omwele Mure Jaluki. I swear, I'll learn the rest. Episode by Mind Your Business. Today we'll be talking about the Babysitter's Club, BSC. It's a two-season movie and it had 8 episodes each. A very, very interesting movie to watch. Sadly, it was also infiltrated with LGBTQ, ABB, TV, LTL, YZ, BBW, blah, blah, blah. Even though it was subdued. Anyways, I'm rating this movie a 7 over 10 or a 6.5 over 10. It gave me peace watching it. There was no suspense or anything, but it was an interesting watch. My favorite character would be Christy, of course. You know the vibe, you know the drill. If you have not seen the movie, now is a good time to pause, watch the movie, then come back because there'll be spoilers from here on. I'll be talking about the girls in the Babysitter's Club and they'll just review a few things. Sit back and enjoy. In the last episode, people said I should make the next one longer. So yeah, expect the longer episode. Yeah, things I do for you guys, right? Okay, so sit back and enjoy. Kisses. First, can I say this movie was coined for me? Of course I can see anything. It's my podcast. In fact, Hippopotamus. Are you too serious? Okay, this movie was coined from a 90s movie written by Anne M. Martin, apparently. And like I said in episode 1 of this podcast, I enjoy reading books and watching movies. So, I'm excited to actually read this book. The Babysitter's Club consisted of 7 girls: Christy, Dawn, Marianne, Claudia, Stacy, Mallory, and Jessie. So Christy, my favorite character, I loved how she was a natural leader and how she was able to provide solutions to everything. I mean, it was giving independent woman, lady in this case, and it was giving girl power, yes. And I also liked the fact that she loved what she was doing. Not many people get that. Most people just do things for money, but I loved how she enjoyed what she was doing. Even though she was a bit annoying in season 1, but still, she was juggling real life and business, and that's just top-notch energy. I love, love, love it. Marianne, she was Christy's best friend initially. But then I loved her evolution from season 1 to season 2. How she grew from a two-braid baby into a very, very beautiful and even confident woman. I mean, that's some real shit. Oh, sorry. Claudia seemed to be the star of the show and many of the fans' favorites, apparently. I mean, the 2 top-rated episodes of the movie were the POV of Claudia. If you've not seen the movie, this movie, every episode was you'd watch every episode from a POV from one of the girls, like point of view, POV's point of view, yeah. So yes, that was how the movie was made. So, the ones where Claudia was POVing it, if that's a word, yeah, those were the 2 top, and that's just, I'm never surprised because, I mean, she's a babe. Yes, mostly what I liked about Claudia was that she was an individualist and I could heavily relate to it. I mean, doing your own thing. Her artistic talent too was something to love. And Mimi, everybody loves Mimi. I hated that she... Assistant was weird. I mean, she was giving robot vibe. But then the transition from being a robot to actually showing emotions, that was some growth. I guess what I loved the most about the movie was the show of growth, the way each character grew from something into something even better. It just showed that you should not allow yourself to just remain in one spot. Yes, love yourself the way you are, allow yourself to grow too. Don't just you get the point. Not some inspirational speaker, myself. I don't even sabi anything. Stacy, oh my god. Stacy had type A diabetes. I mean, before I watched this movie, I really did not know much about type A diabetes and everything. But then I loved how she came out from being ashamed about it to actually dealing with it and improvising different ways to cope. I am a particular eager to read about a 90s version, that is the 90s version of Stacy, because the movie was improvised with technology and stuff, and the 90s book, obviously there was no phone or anything like that. So I'm eager to see Stacy in the 90s version. And I also liked the fact that she used different things to help herself feel better. And I think the opportunity to make up with her ex-best friend is not something that everybody happens to get. Fix that friendship today. Yes, you there. Yes, go and fix that friendship before it spoils. Because if you think you're going to meet her in one summer camp and people are going to fall into poison ivy and then you're going to be stuck in the nurse's office and then you're going to wake up, go and fix your friendship now. Stop bottling shit up, talk it out. Okay, love and kisses. Dawn, she was an alternate officer. I'm going to say what I love about Dawn was her job description. I mean, it was a very important post. She was everything, but she was nothing. She had an important job and she did less work, except somebody was unavailable or something. And that's just like the perfect job description, I'm never going to lie. She and Marianne's sister relationship was beautiful. I loved how they found it difficult at first to live together, because for real, sisters are difficult. Innie, mind your business. But yeah, and I loved how they managed to settle their differences and grow into each other and everything like that. It was the fact that their parents were high school sweethearts and all of that was cliche, but then cliche is good. Cliche is sweet. Lastly, Jesse and Mallory. For someone that loved ballet from when she was little, except that I'm now as stiff as Pata Giggle. But yeah, I enjoyed watching Jessie because she was a ballet dancer, and I enjoyed that episode where we got to see her dance. I don't know, it's probably not the same for everybody, but that one actually gave me nostalgia, if I'm pronouncing it well. Yes, I enjoyed it, and I like that she learned her lesson, because instead of looking at all the things that are wrong in your life, point out the things that are going well and appreciate them in that instead. Because we do this thing where we're looking at someone else's life and like, oh, our life is so perfect, I want a life, and they're also looking at you and like, I want your life. And instead of looking at, oh, this is not working well, this is not, focus on what is going well instead, because that's the only way. That's really the only way to survive. I don't know. Mother Nature is not going to give you everything 100%. She's going to mess some things up so you would learn lessons and stuff like that. But yeah, I loved that. Just to learn a lesson. Mallory. The low self-esteem girl. Her low self-esteem and feeling like she was the lowest. I mean, nobody in the group saw her as the lowest. She gave herself that title and just assumed the position. You should not do that to yourself. I mean, many times you just feel like, oh, everybody's better than me. I'm not supposed to be here. Okay, I'll just lay low. I'll probably suck up to everybody so they will like me. We'll be tempted to do that sometimes, but don't. You really should not. Because it did not really portray Mallory's beauty in the movie. Instead, she just, I don't know, it downplayed her a lot. Love yourself more. And I don't know, I feel like if she loved herself more and looked beyond how perfect every other person's life was, she would have shone. I wish, yeah, that's the past tense of shine, right? Right? I don't know. Yeah. And should I say, the episode with Claudia was pathetically hilarious. I mean, what was that? You have to watch the movie to be able to relate. Truth is, you're going to be able to relate to a lot of these girls at one point or the other. You're going to be able to relate to a point of their lives. Maybe not everything, but yeah, you're going to be able to relate to them. And I love the friendship community. I know Yoruba movie will tell you. Yes, another shade that African magic, sorry. again, kisses to you, African magic. But yeah, they'll tell you friends will go behind your back, steal your boyfriend, poison your food and all of that. But then if you find yourself in a community of girls that love you, you should be grateful. I am grateful for my girls. I mean, shout out to you guys because I know you're definitely listening. I mean, yeah. But if you find yourself, and as a guy, so you find yourself in a community of friends that love you, it's something beautiful to have, for real. Minus the old poisoning and everything that comes with it. But yes, also, you should not be in a toxic. We're not talking about that today. I don't want to diverge from the point of the day. But yes, I loved the friendship. I loved how it started with Stacy and Marianne. And can I say Marianne is such an interesting name? I'm actually considering it. Sorry, Sophie. Sorry, but I'm changing my mind. It's such an interesting name, Marianne. It's fun to say. Diverging again. Marianne and Stacy started as best friends, and then they evolved and they grew, and in the end they were 7 best friends. All of them loved each other, all of them had each other's back, and that's just something. That's a very beautiful community. If we don't have friends, I don't really know for real. Lastly, I'll just mention creepy Karen. Karen, I don't know. She was giving me Wednesday vibe, but then a cuter version of Wednesday. The way she would just come with a straight face and say the scariest stuff, and you're just like, oh my god, you're just 8. Go and play with sand. Well, yes. And then there are optimistic father. I mean, all the characters of the movie were just great. It was a nice watch. I'm not even going to lie. I enjoyed it. It was cliche. I mean, what was that ending? But then again, I repeat, cliche is good. If you're not an hopeless romantic, you're missing on life. So allow yourself some cliche. Like I said, I mean, IMDb rated movie 7.5, but then I feel like, I don't know, I'm giving this 6.5. Yes, 6.5. Highly recommended. You should see it. Watch the movie and tell me what you think. And if you've seen the movie too, you should tell me what you think. Do you agree with everything that I have said, or did I just say rubbish? Yes, don't forget to send me feedbacks, for real. I mean, those feedbacks are important. I plan to make this a longer episode, and it turned out to not even be shorter. Is God no great? But yes, you should just use the rest of the minutes to tell you some other movies I've watched, if I can remember them. Does this movie? I don't know. My brain does not think of things like this. I'm sorry to disappoint, guys. Again, thank you. Thank you for being a part of my MRP community. I'm glad that you guys enjoy listening to me talk. Love you all. See you in the next episode. Could be now, could be next week. Wink, wink. Don't forget to follow me on Spotify. I mean, a lot of you already are, but then if you aren't, this is a good time too. I love everybody. Thank you again. See you in the next one. Bye.